Professor Michelle Chosadowski, geopolitical expert, will be joining us in 30 minutes to give us his rundown on whether he thinks they're going to be attacking Iran, who owns and controls the three puppets, big government fascist communist, communist big government commie fascist, and commie double triple super commie fascist. It doesn't matter either way. They're all owned by the same boys. They're going to give you the global tax and a whole new core of tattletales running your life, inspecting your home, not letting you have family farms, taxes on beef, just total. They admit neo-feudalism. The globalists want it in the middle class. Al Gore wants 300 million on 10 million. Brown shirts are kind of like Mao's little red book, youth brigades. I mean, they say this. They're already in Austin popping tires of SUVs. I pulled up to Zilker Park with my kids last week, take them on the train when I took off Thursday, and I noticed that there were a couple of SUVs that had their tires popped, so I was driving a smaller SUV. It might have been seen as holy because it was Japanese, but I went and parked it, you know, down a little bit so they wouldn't pop my tires. I saw the ne'er-do-wells walking around engaging in their religious ceremony. They burn down things, burn down ski resorts, you name it. But they don't care about genetic engineering, open-air species testing, things that are causing problems. No, it's all about harassing people. They can't wait. And the new Green Brigades are already being released. Professor, you want to talk about that?
And by the way, I've written about in articles in Canada Free Press that your listeners can look at. But the whole environmental movement, we needed that. We needed change. We needed to look at things differently. But what happens with these things, Alex, is that special interest groups and extremists grab these things and they exploit
them for their own personal ends.
Now, when you ask me about how can we slow this down, the role of the extremists, which I've struggled with all of my career, is what's the purpose of them? It's sort of like, you know, if we got rid of the mosquitoes, would the world come to an end? You know, and what I've realized is the role of the extremists is to define the limits for the rest of us. I mean, if you think about feminism, for example, yeah, it was needed. There's still some changes needed, but the majority of women were saying, "Well, how far do we go with this?" And then some women did silly things, and the majority said, no, that's going too far. Now we're losing more than we're gaining. Well, that's precisely what's happened with this environmental thing, that, yeah, we need to care about the planet. We need to understand, and we need to live in harmony with nature and everything else. But now these people are just taking it beyond, and they're using it for their own personal and political gains. And of course, that will also feed back on them, as we were talking before the break about the rising food prices and the damage that's being done. And by the way, there's another aspect to this. Paul Dreesen's written a book called Eco-Imperialism, and this is the imposition of these ecological values of these extremists on the developing countries.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, this is their excuse to run our lives and have corporate communism, where they corporatize our wealth. I had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on last week, and he said, yeah, the neo-fascists corporatize everything at the top, and they give us socialism, but only as a conduit to suck our goods and our resources and our labor out of us. And they use these front groups. I mean, look, that's all that's happening in Anwar. Atlantic Richfield executives, I've had them on. They found more oil than Saudi Arabia. We're not allowed to have it because there's too much oil. It's meant to create artificial scarcity. The cartel's doing it with the oil companies. They're not letting us have the oil. I mean, does anybody think anybody cares about a few million hippies in sandals? They're not stopping us having that oil. The oil companies have got too much oil, and they've created artificial scarcity. See, they want you to believe it's the idiot environmentalist. Go ahead.
Well, exactly, and that's the interesting thing about it, the paradox that it's to the benefit of the oil companies and the extreme environmentalists to have a shortage. It suits both their ends for different reasons, and I couldn't agree with you more. Just to give you another example of how they exploit
this
idea.
Well, listen, Doc, I've been interrupting you a lot. It's just so interesting.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stick a rubber ball in my mouth after this quick break, and then you've got the floor for the 20 minutes we've got left. You can just talk about whatever you want. But I want to shatter paradigms, because I know ExxonMobil and others have been forced for decades to actually fund the environmental. They call them wackos. They're not wackos. They're getting power, they're getting money, now they're getting guns, and they're coming for us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's an amazing individual. Timothy F. Ball writes for major publications, books, you name it. Mr. Ball, tell us about some of your writing, some of your books, some of your info, where we can find out more about that.
Well, we've got a website, the Natural Resources Stewardship Project, which is focusing on climate change right now, but we need to look at all the resources and get a good handle on those. And that's at nrsp.com. I also helped set up and advise the Friends of Science group at friendsofscience.org. And I'm still publishing, even though I'm technically retired. I write articles on a regular basis for Canada Free Press. I was doing an article for 17 years for farmers in a magazine called Country Guide, and then I guess I got politically incorrect and they let me go, but the farmers need the help and the information to understand what's going on because all
the New World Order is smart because they will make it about money. When I hear ads like, come by the hardware store, we're green, it's the green living, you've got to do it. I mean, it's a total takeover of society. It's a new religion where they boss you around, and Whole Foods here in Austin says, we don't have plastic bags anymore. And, you know, I'm just tired of it. Go ahead.
Well, of course, what they've done is they take the moral high ground. And so when people like me stand up and try to argue, you know, you say, well, they can look down on you. You say, well, you're not green. You don't care. And anybody that dares to question it, I think that's one of the frightening things, is vast segments of the society that are bullied into silence by these people. And I see it with the politicians. I mean, behind the fence, they'll say to you, yeah, we agree with you. We know what the science is saying and so on, but we daren't show anything to suggest that we're not totally environmental.
They also lie. They also lie.
The of green.
They also lie. They say, no scientist on Earth.
Yeah.
Believes it's not real. We have 2,000. And then it just turns out they just put people's names on it.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the numbers game, and it is a consensus thing, and the consensus is not a scientific fact. And it is, but consensus works in politics. And the number, by the way, that they use is the 2,500 people of the IPCC, this Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And the guy that was responsible for setting that up was the guy I mentioned earlier, Maurice Strong. And he's there with George Soros and all of those people. And he set up the United Nations Environmental Program, in which they defined that they can, if they're going to study climate, they can only look at human effects on climate. Ignore what natural climate is and only look at the human portion. Well, how can you possibly know whether humans are having an effect if you don't know how the climate changes naturally? But that's their mandate. And of course, with the authority of the UN, Strong is on record as saying he chose the UN because he could appoint the people he wanted, he could get all the money he wanted, he had no control, he didn't have to run for election or anything else. And the IPCC is the 2,500. But of the 2,500, Alex, 1,900 of them are not looking at climate change in science. They're looking at, okay, let's accept that humans are causing it, and what are the impacts going to be?
Exactly. So the meeting was about what they were going to do about man-made global warming. It wasn't a scientific treatise and manifesto and declaration of fact. And then thousands of them who've been associated with this and other programs have come public and said, I didn't agree to all this. I just was invited and paid and flown there, and they put my name on this.
Exactly, and a lot of them have quit over it, but that's where the consensus number comes from. And by the way, of the 2,500, less than 300 were involved in the actual science. And to show you how political it is, the mandate or their rules say that you publish the summary first. You put that out to the public. The summary is the political statement. The stats summary then goes back to the scientists and said, okay, make sure your science report agrees with what we put out as the summary. So it's like an executive writing a summary and saying to the employees, write a report that agrees with my summary. That's how they've written the rules.
Well, that's like if I tell my accountant, hey, this is how many taxes I owe, make sure all the accounting you do matches that.
Exactly, and so this is what they've done, and it's through that UN and the IPCC, and of course then the specific focus on CO2, which we already talked about, to bring these things down. And within those reports, by the way, they leave out, and their computer models, and of course these are the same models that can't tell you what the weather's going to be like 10 days from now, and yet they're quite certain of what's going to happen 50 and 100 years from now. And it's all based on computer models, but in those computer models, they leave out huge parts of what we know.
That's right. These aren't even the classic models. These are, it's been admitted, fixed models where they build it for the result they want.
Yep, and of course one of them, as we've already mentioned, they build in the fact that if the CO2 increases, the temperature will go up, yet all of the natural evidence shows us that it's exactly the other way around, that the temperature increases before the CO2. But so every time you look at something, you can see how they've manipulated to achieve the result that they want, and so it's literally garbage in, garbage out. And I mentioned already the one about the orbit of the Earth around the Sun. None of that, that's called the Milankovitch effect. None of that is included in their climate models. Yet every single year the orbit's different and that changes the climate. And Alex, all you've got to think about is just 22,000 years ago, which is something even humans can get their mind around, 22,000 years ago, all of Canada and a portion of the U.S. was covered with an ice sheet larger than the current Antarctic ice sheet.
Oh, I know. There's giant glacial rocks right here in Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, and that ice sheet, by the way, melted in about 5,000 years. Tell me where the heat came from to melt that ice.
The Hyborian Maxim came from the sun.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, they ignore the sun. They say, oh, no, they look in the textbooks. It tells you it's a solar constant. It's anything but constant.
I know. They just lie. It's incredible. Yeah. They say the sun never changes when that's the oldest thing studied. The Egyptians put on their walls that the sun changed.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows the sun heats up and cools down and expands and contracts and throws off different Coriolis, you know, super ejections.
Energies, yeah, exactly. And of course, one of the things that we know about is that the global temperature varies with the number of sunspots. Basically, when there's more sunspots, the Earth is warmer. When there's less, the Earth is cooler. And by the way, we've had no sunspots for over a year now, which is why we've got cold temperatures
right
now.
For those that don't know, those are huge explosions.
Yep.
Those are huge ejections coming off of it that are
yep.
so powerful that when our astronauts are in space and one goes off, they have to come back down out of orbit, or they have to get behind the water tanks.
Yeah, exactly. They've got to be protected from it. Well, we've got the Earth's magnetic field that's protecting us, and of course we can.
But I've had the other scientists on about how even the particles from the sun, you know, not just the radiation, the particles come in, and then those
yeah.
form clouds, and it's just...
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point. That's the cosmic theory of Svensmark. But you see, the reason they said, okay, yeah, there's a high correlation between sunspots and global temperature, but what's the mechanism? Well, we don't know the mechanism, so we're going to ignore it. And so they left that out of their computer models.
But here's another big one, Doctor. I want to get your take on this.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we're moving so fast. You're just amazing. I've got to get you up for 2 hours in the near future so we can really break this down. For the last 20 years, all the planets, their moons, have been melting, liquid moons.
Right.
Moons that were ice are liquid. They admit the whole solar system was heating. And I brought that up to David Rothschild, who ran the New York Live Earth thing a few months ago last year. And he said, well, that's because Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun. And I said, no, they're not. And he said, no, they are closer to the sun. And either is he that dumb, the guy's worth billions, or does he think my audience is so dumb he can just bluff?
Well, exactly. And that goes back to the thing that I said to you about. They work on people's lack of knowledge. But every once in a while, they get caught in these lies. And that's an example of it.
Well, for those that don't know, Professor, is Jupiter closer to the sun than the Earth?
No.
But see, Rothschild just says you're wrong.
What are we, the fourth planet out from the sun?
Yeah, it goes...
There's only three inside of us, isn't it? Jupiter's much further out.
It's third rock. It's Mercury, Earth, Mars, and then you get the gas giants.
There you go. Exactly. And of course, the fact that the Mars polar ice cap is melting when there's no greenhouse gas is there, it's clearly related to the...
Oh, by the way, I'm not attacking Robert Kennedy Jr., but we brought up to him in a video interview, we said, well, why are you saying global warming, you know, we got to have global tax? Mars's ice caps are melting at a couple miles a year at just incredible pace. And he said, there's no ice cap on Mars. And just laughed at us. I mean, it's got huge ice caps.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you see, this is the game, and I'll give you another example of how they do it. You keep hearing about the Arctic ice and, of course, the polar bears and all of that. And by the way, the polar bear numbers are increasing dramatically, and I'll come to that in a minute.
They show film of it on an iceberg and say, look, they're going to die. They can't swim when they swim 200 miles and kill belugas.
Well, exactly. And I flew search and rescue in the Arctic, and I've seen polar bears up to 180 miles offshore. And one of the reasons they're good swimmers is because they've got two furs. They've got the short fur close to their body that keeps the heat in so efficiently, by the way, that they don't even show up on infrared cameras. But also the long fur is hollow, and the sunlight hits that and goes down into the body to heat the body. But because it's hollow, that long fur allows them to float very easily.
Incredible creatures.
Yeah, exactly. They're adapted to the environment. But the point about the Arctic ice is, you see, most of the people have no idea what the Arctic Ocean looks like or how big it is. And so they can play on that. You know, for most people, the Arctic Ocean is just a line across the top of the map on the school wall.
It's always breaking. It's always being replenished by rain and then breaking off.
Yeah, but you know how much? In the Arctic, about 16 million square kilometers of ice forms every year, every winter. That's the amount that's up there right now. And every summer, 10 million square kilometers of that melts. Now, that's an area equal to the U.S. melts every single summer. In fact, 10 million square kilometers of ice melts in about 150 days. And yet they tell you, oh, no, it's more melting this year than last year. And the way they play the game is they said, oh, well, more melted this year than last year, an area the size of Texas. Well, of course, they know everybody thinks, oh, Texas, that's big. But actually...
Stay there. Let's talk about this fraud. Let's talk about the fraud in the final segment. Absolute scam.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
They got a martial law drill going on noon to 8 p.m. today in Austin, Texas. Law enforcement agencies are participating in large-scale drills at the Old Concordia University near I-35. This is from one of our news, local news anchor sources. So this is confirmed. Yeah, they're doing martial law takeover drills everywhere to keep you safe from what the CFR heads have as also their other fake threat to wage war against you and your family. The average cop being part of this doesn't even know that. They're compartmentalized. Finishing up with our guest, who I want to have back up for 2 hours in the near future, Timothy F. Ball, doctor, professor, PhD, expert on water, you name it, what's really happening with the hydrosphere, the atmospheres, the environment. Continuing, sir, in closing with, yeah, just use one of their big lies. We'll have you back for their thousands of lies about how they point at glaciers and go, look, it's collapsing, oh, it's dying, the water, there's cliffs falling. Well, that's always happened, but the public can't find the U.S. on a map. I'm not being mean, it's just true. They don't know who the vice president is, so they believe the Earth is, it's over, polar bears are drowning, they can't swim, we're all dead, you've got the floor in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, and of course the glacier issue, it speaks to the one that Al Gore knows is critical. Because if you say to people, well, what's wrong with global warming? All you hear about is that it's negative, it's bad, but for a great many things, it's a positive thing. In fact, when the world is warmer, generally the flora and the fauna are better off. And so you really push them on it, and then they'll say, oh, well, you know, the sea level's going to rise. And that's why so much of Gore's movie is with that computer-generated, oh, here's the sea level flooding New York and Florida and so on, and because he knows that's a huge concern to people. But it really is absolute nonsense. I mean, first of all, for Antarctica, you got three types of ice down there. They never distinguish between them when they put out the stories. You've got the actual ice cap itself, which is actually increasing in size, not decreasing. The South Pole has been cooling since they've been keeping temperatures there, not warming. And then you've got around the edge, you've got what they call shelf ice. That is, as the big glacier pushes out into the ocean, these flat tabular ice sheets form, and of course they are pushed up and down by the tides and the waves and so on, and eventually they break off, and then you hear, oh, here's another big iceberg breaking off, and this is global warming. I've got one record from a sailing ship back in the 1840s of an ice island 100 miles long and 40 miles wide, and the ship sailed around it to measure it, and that was long before there was any human global warming. And then you've got the sea ice forming around Antarctica, which is different again. And it goes from about 2 million square kilometers in the summer out to about 15 million square kilometers in the wintertime. So it's a constant change. And that's the key issue that they play on. And they're doing it with the glaciers. We're only monitoring about 10% of the world's alpine glaciers. 50% of them are advancing. 50% are retreating. Because glaciers are as much about the amount of snowfall that's occurring as they are about the temperature. But they pick on the ones that are retreating and say, oh, here's the proof of it, and it's definitely due to warming. Gore did it with Kilimanjaro, and of course, there's been no global warming around there, as all the temperature records show.
Well, so, to make it simple, it rains, and then it piles up, and then the glaciers push out towards the water. They pile up and then slough off, and both of the Arctics, the Antarctic and the Arctic, north and south, are actually getting bigger right now just from the surveys that have been done. And that's an admitted fact, but it doesn't matter. They'll just run around fear-mongering. I mean, take Greenland with all those aircraft that were left in World War II, and now they're 50, 60, 100 feet, depending on the area, under ice.
Yeah. And of course the sea level thing, you see, if you melt, what happened with that originally, Alex, was that the scientists said, okay, if we melt the Greenland and Antarctica, how much water is created? And they simply added that to the current sea level. But the problem with that is that most of that ice is already below sea level. So it wouldn't add to the sea level at all. It would simply occupy the space that's occupied by the ice. So the only part that would add to sea level is the part that's above current sea level, but then there's other adjustments go on because the land rises and falls. So you can stand, for example, you can stand on the Gulf Coast of Mexico down there in Texas, and the sea level seems to be changing, but is it because the sea level is going up and down or because the land's going up and down? In the case of the Gulf of Mexico, the land is sinking. So it appears that the water's coming in. Oh, that's, you know, the sea level's rising, it's due to global warming. No, it isn't. It's because the land's going down. So everywhere you look,
sir,
you see this kind of misinformation.
Sir, where can we read more of your work again?
Well, on NRSP.com and also the articles I do in Canada Free Press.
Well, I look forward to speaking to you again, Mr. Ball, Professor Ball, in the near future.
Yeah.
God bless your fine research.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and I'm trying to answer all.
Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. I've got to get Professor Michael Jossadowski on for an hour in the near future. We've only got him for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes right now. Because in the last 5 minutes, I'm going to play some excerpts of interviews with Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam who said she'd never commit suicide, even if she was convicted. She's now been murdered. Clearly, reportedly, she was about to release the fact that she had sent girls to some high-ranking White House folks. She never said who on air, never told me privately. That's the kind of thing I wouldn't want to know without it being on air, because you get killed. No hit teams at my house, please. This is just horrible what happened. We'll play some of that in the last 5 minutes. But Professor Jossadowski is a Canadian economist. He heads up global research He is a professor of economics, University of Ottawa. Chudovsky has taught, is visiting professor at academic institutions in Western Europe, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. He has acted as an economic advisor to governments in developed countries and has worked as the consultant for international organizations, including the UN Development Fund, the African Development Bank, the United Nations African Institute of Economic Development, the United Nations Population Fund. I mean, it goes on and on for 10 years, but very well known, and we'll tell you about some of his books and materials, like America's War on Terrorism. While we've got you today, sir, I want to just try to get boiled down answers and pick your brain. We appreciate you coming on. But first off, are they going into Iran? Ray McGovern, CIA analyst, is saying he thinks so. They're saber-rattling. Or is that off the table, like Jimmy Carter says? And then secondarily, where do you think the economy's going with the international order? That's B. And then C, of the three presidential candidates, I know it's all theater, but there's different fissures and different camps in the New World Order. Who do you think's behind who? I know that's a lot in 20 minutes, but you've got the field, sir.
Well, Alex, it's just great to be on your program. And these are, of course, far-reaching questions. I'll try to address the crucial question, will the war with Iran occur? I've been looking at this issue for the last, I would say more than 5 years. Certainly, those war preparations started up in 2003 with Tyrant, which was called Theater Iran Near Term. Those were war scenarios right after the invasion of Iraq. And there's been a military buildup from that period onwards. And it's only, I would say, in the last year that the mainstream press has actually addressed the issue of these war preparations. Now, I think one has to analyze this very carefully. First of all, war preparations directed against a country do not signify necessarily that the war will occur. There are a number of factors. The ability of the country to defend itself against foreign aggression, in this case the United States, NATO, and Israel. We know that's the alliance. Its military capabilities to defend itself. In other words, its air defense system, its capabilities to retaliate, that means its missile ballistic system, which Iran has, and in fact, even recent military exercises have demonstrated that these capabilities are significant. Thirdly, it's a country of 60 million people with compulsory conscription, which means that overnight it can mobilize several million land forces, soldiers. I'm not suggesting that they are as advanced or as sophisticated as the U.S. military, but bear in mind the geography. Basra is right on the Iranian border. And so the moment, and that's, again, the media...
The Shiites are going to go completely wild all over Iraq.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what will happen. They'll cross the border and they'll ransack all the military installations, whether even if they're not, even if, and of course, the U.S. The U.S. military in Iraq doesn't control the terrain. It doesn't control the country. So imagine what would happen if you have just a couple of 100,000 Iranian troops cross the border into Iraq. That would be absolute chaos. It would mean immediate escalation. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff know that. They know that the U.S. military cannot handle it. You have, of course, Admiral Fallon was fired for having more or less said that. But if you look at the statements of the new Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen, he says pretty much the same thing. And what's very significant is that when Admiral Michael Mullen was appointed as head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back in October of last year, the first thing he said it outright. And he didn't say it in any different way to Fallon. He said the risks could be very, very high. We're in a conflict, We have to be incredibly thoughtful about the potential of getting into a conflict with a third country in that part of the world. And that those were his words, and they were published in the Israeli press. And I presume that they were also published quoted in the U.S. press. So that this consensus within the U.S. armed forces for an attack on Iran, hello, I don't believe it's as straightforward as what some people suggest. And the fact that Admiral Fallon has been dumped as commander of Central Command, which of course is a very important key position, that doesn't necessarily change the situation on the ground in Iraq.
Now let me just add a little question here. We have Zbigniew Brzezinski coming out last year telling Congress, look for a false flag attack staged by the military by our government. Then we have Gary Hart writing a letter to Tehran saying our government will stage attacks, you better watch it. A few days ago he told We Are Change New York that indeed that the government may stage something. Now he's an insider. He helped write Homeland Security, clearly involved in 9/11. Why are we now seeing this split, or is this a real split?
Well, I think it's certainly a split within the establishment. I mean, Brzezinski doesn't necessarily represent different power lobbies than the neocons. I think he's certainly a person who has a little bit more sense, and he believes in diplomacy. And I mean, under the circumstances, I think Brzezinski is certainly a positive. What he says is positive. I don't doubt that Brzezinski still believes in U.S. Dominance at the global level, as his publications suggest.
So bottom line, what do you think is going to happen? You're saying there's an internal fight. Do you think they'll stage some provocation?
The problem is that you have people who are not always sane in their minds, and you have a command structure within the armed forces, so that ultimately, it's not really the military that calls the shots. It's the civilians. Okay, so that the orders will come from Dick Cheney, most probably, and his advisors. President Bush will sign whatever they stick in front of him, and you could very well have a situation which could get completely out of hand.
Why does Israel want this, knowing that? Even if the U.S. has said if Iran defends itself in any way, that will be seen as the greatest crime in galactic history, and that they'll have to be nuked. And so I guess Israel wants fallout, and they just love it.
Well, Israel has been involved in advanced war preparations since 2004. They're stockpiling tactical nuclear weapons, their own nuclear weapons, bunker busters.
Are the people running our society just bored and they just want to see mushroom clouds? I mean, I guess it's like Hitler just wanted to have a war. Is it just come down to that these are guys that think it's tough to start wars?
Well, the issue with nuclear weapons is that the whole nuclear doctrine has changed dramatically since 2002 with the Nuclear Posture Review, which states essentially that nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. That goes into all the handbooks of the military, and now they've been reclassified and approved by the U.S. Senate for use in a conventional war theater.
And now we learn that in 1959, the Joint Chiefs wanted to attack China during a Taiwan crisis, and they said in those documents now released last week that, oh, these are just like iron bombs. We ought to use these in every conflict just as a conventional weapon. And Eisenhower had to say, no, that radiates people.
Yeah, but I mean, sure.
That policy's here now.
Well, the thing is that with the tactical nuclear weapons, there's been a lot of propaganda by the Pentagon to present these mini nukes as something different from a regular thermonuclear bomb, which they're not. They have lesser explosive capacity, between one third and six times a Hiroshima bomb.
And they don't airburst. Let me stop you. They generally aren't airbursts. And so when a hydrogen weapon goes off in contact with the soil and surrounding metals, it creates thousands of times the fallout. So they're actually more dirty from what I've seen.
Well, that issue is probably debatable. I agree. What the the Pentagon scientists are saying is that the tactical nuclear weapons, because they're bunker buster bombs, they explode underground. But then when you look more carefully at the small print, they say 20 feet underground. Now, 20 feet underground is probably, the size of a two-story, it's a three-story house. So you could well imagine that everything will just simply explode, a big crater is formed, and of course you have radioactive fallout. You can't avoid that.
That's the worst type when it detonates on the ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing is, I think that what we have are decision makers which are the victims of their own lies and propaganda, that they ultimately even believe that a nuclear device, a nuclear weapon, is some kind of a humanitarian bomb. And then they go along with that because they have a bunch of scientists at the research labs in Texas and California who say, well, yeah, go ahead and use them because they're safe for the surrounding civilian population. And incidentally,
by the way, this is a major shift in their mindset, because until 10 years ago, they admitted DU was deadly poison and killed the troops. Now they just threw all their real research out and said it's good for you. I mean, it's a craziness is now. Go ahead.
Well, I think it goes back even further, because I recall when I started researching this, I went in and looked at Truman's diary before they dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and in Truman's radio address, I think it was on the day that they bombed Nagasaki, 8th or 9th of August, 1945. He confirmed that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base, and that it was because we wanted to save the lives of innocent civilians. Unquote.
Incredible propaganda.
Truman was poorly briefed as to where the bomb would be dropped, or that he went along, or that he was plain ignorant of the geography of Japan, or a combination of that. But the whole notion of collateral damage has been ingrained in U.S. Nuclear weapons policy, right from the beginning.
Just amazing. I mean, we all know that targeted civilians, and we all know it was a terror weapon, and they'd already tried to surrender. But, yeah, Truman spins it in a radio address of, don't worry, we bombed the military, not the people. And it's a tiny bomb anyways. It's no big deal. It was a friendly thing to do. I want to carry you through the break and just continue broadcasting during the break so we have time here to cover some of the other issues. Bottom line, in your gut, I know you don't want to be wrong, but they just said we're sending a carrier, not to threaten them, but to let them know we're serious, more doublespeak. Do you think they're going to hit Iran? Do you agree with Ray McGovern and others?
Do we get to that after the break now?
No, I mean, we're not going to take a break. Just tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I personally... if I look at the various countervailing forces, I would say that there are many factors which go against a war in Iraq.
I tend to agree.
I
think it's lessening. I think it's lessening. I said they probably weren't going to hit them 2 years ago and got called out that I wasn't, the expert. But they could still stage something, couldn't they?
Well, absolutely. Now, you mentioned the issue of the false flag attack, sort of second 9/11. Now, the second 9/11 was announced by Dick Cheney quite a few years ago. He said that there's going to be a second 9/11, and I'm absolutely convinced that if there is a second 9/11, Iran will be behind it. So they've already planned that scenario. And the Pentagon then released, there were some documents leased to the Washington Post where they said that a second 9/11 would be both an opportunity, a pretext and an opportunity which is lacking. I'm quoting from the document. So that the false flag attack on a U.S. city, which would be an intelligence operation, is there. The problem is that there are too many people that people in high places that know that 9/11 is an inside job. And
go ahead.
It could backlash.
Well, exactly. What is the establishment going to do now that you got Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and Best Actors 2008 and all these scientists and CIA section chief Bill Christensen and the former Italian president and former German defense minister and the polls showing the majority know it's an inside job, are you saying we have effectively, at least partially, taken their tool, a false flag, and broken it in front of their faces?
Well, it's a bit like crying wolf, huh? You know, there have been so many terror alerts and terror. There have been, of course, we had the London bombings, then we had the liquid bomb attack, and we know that the liquid bomb attack was a fake because the alleged hijackers didn't have passports and tickets to board the plane, as was revealed actually in a, I think it was Newsweek that revealed it in the small print.
Yeah, they have so overdone it all that it's obvious to everybody.
Well, it's not obvious to everybody because you still have, you know, you've got CNN, you've got Fox News, and the BBC, which will tell us otherwise. But again, people in high office in the U.S. Congress, the increasing numbers of people who are what the U.S. administration calls top officials, because they have these top-off exercises, anti-terror exercises, where they have, people from the municipalities, the federal, the state governments, involved in scenarios. And I think there are lots of people who are extremely skeptical on 9/11.
Okay, Professor.
They're certainly very skeptical on Iran as well.
Professor, plug some of your websites right now before we go to break.
Well, our website is www.globalresearch.ca. My most recent book is called America's War on Terrorism.
Stay there. We got a break, but we're not going to break. We're going to be live on the web right now for InfoWars.com stream listeners. You got to go there. All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, Professor.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's AlcaVita Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see.
Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all.
Yeah, if you go to InfoWars.com, listen to the streams there. We do a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews where it just continues for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You have a 15-cent-a-day membership, or for the free audio streams at InfoWars.com. Quite a radio show today. I'm going to end the main transmission with 5 minutes of Deborah Jean Palfrey on my show. Just back in mid-March, she was killed, murdered. The disinfo agents are now saying they've confirmed that she hung herself. They murdered her, and this is how they do it. And they killed one of the girls she had that was reportedly hooked in with the White House, and they'll probably kill more of these women. They could cut their heads off and on TV and have guys in black uniforms do it, and the public would say it was done by the Easter Bunny if the media told them. So here's this poor lady right now. I'm going to come back and go into overdrive on the InfoWars.com audio streams. So let's go ahead and go to this. Yeah, well, look, I mean, she's already dropped the atomic bomb on them. She's already released the numbers.
Yeah, I have. And not to be concerned. I have no intention of letting anyone buy me off or make any kind of a deal with me.
And you're not planning to commit suicide.
And I'm not planning to commit suicide either.
The fact that you're so visible really protects you going on Larry King and other big shows, but you want to put it on record that you're not planning to commit suicide?
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th if indeed we do have the trial, and I plan on defending myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to explain to me in open court why they came after me.
I mean, how would you not know that it was Cheney? And you know, how do we know that Brandy Britton, one of your girls who committed suicide, didn't commit suicide?
Well, we don't know about that. There's two schools of thoughts. One says yes, one says no. But regarding Dick Cheney, he very possibly could have used the service. I don't remember him. I'm sure he used an alias. After all, he probably would not have used the service once he became vice president. That's pretty obvious and became very well known. But in the mid to late 90s, as he faded off the radar screen and during the Clinton years, I could have sent easily a 25, 26, 28-year-old woman, we hired age 23 and up, who would have had no, who would have been 18 years of age when he was the Secretary of Defense back in the late 80s and early 90s. And to be honest with you, she wouldn't have recognized him.
But why is his name coming up?
Well, there are people who claim that Wayne Mattson, who claims he has sources confirming it. These sources are not coming forward, though.
Well, I know why, if it's true. Boy, this is dangerous. What were the circumstances that made people question Brandy Britton's death?
Well, people say that she was a very upbeat person, a very positive person, that she was going into court. She was ready to fight him. That she absolutely was not going to give in, and all of a sudden, I think a few days before she committed, before she was to go to trial, she committed suicide. And her family members, her friends say that this was extremely abnormal. She was not in the frame of mind to commit suicide. That perhaps she knew something. There's been a lot of speculation about that. She had very little to lose. She wasn't going to go to jail.
She'd been charged
on a prostitution case.
She'd been busted, but I guess she was going to name names or something.
Who knows? Maybe that's what they thought she was going to do. Maybe that's what they thought I was going to do when I suddenly closed my business in August of 2006 and was selling my house and trying to move to Europe. I had no intention of doing any such thing. I just had every intention of just moving on with my life. And they panicked and thought that I was going to do something similar to
what
you're saying.
Okay, John, thanks for editing that. We'll play more tomorrow on the main show, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. Now in overdrive at the InfoWars.com streams. Wayne Madsen is going to be on with us to talk about this. And I'm going to talk about other big developments on this case. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can watch right now.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.